Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, this is the podcast Step by Step, hosted by A Revert Girl, exploring my journey into Islam. Today, we're going into how I have navigated the vast amount of information available and been able to make sure I don't just get bogged down in information and overwhelmed, but instead try to slowly form a good understanding of Islam. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar. In this contemporary world, we are so blessed to have so much information out there, alhamdulillah. But with so much information, it can actually be really hard to find good information and find stuff that is actually reliable and useful to you. So I'm just going to go through the main things that I have been watching, listening, reading all throughout the last couple of weeks. And yeah, it's free and you can get it on Google Store and Apple. So yeah, that's the first app. And furthermore, it has people being able to like speak. And if you don't have the effort sometimes to read the Quran, they do have some free people speaking and reciting it in Arabic, and that's something beautiful to listen to and hear exactly how it's supposed to be said. For me, it's really helped me to learn how to say Al-Fataha and that kind of stuff. So definitely would recommend that app. And then the other app that I would recommend is Step by Step Salah. This just really helps me go through all the motions. It helps me remind how many rakats are in each prayer. So I sometimes forget, like Maghrib, for example. So that's an evening prayer, has only 3 rakats, and rakats is the amount of times that you bow down in and stand up again in a prayer. Inshallah, maybe I will do an actual whole episode on Salah. But yeah, so that's something I think it's so important to just start learning how to pray to begin with, and just being able to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just, yeah, be able to, even if, like, to begin with, I think I mentioned that I didn't even know the words, so I just went through the movements. I didn't learn on the app, I learned by chatting to my friends, but it was a way of reinforcement and it was just really useful. So you might find the apps really useful. For me, I got really frustrated at the ads. I'd want to read the Quran or just check the times of the prayer, and I would just get an ad, and not all of the ads were always appropriate. So I have a Kindle app on my phone. So I downloaded a English and Arabic ebook, but on the other hand, there are free ones, which is just pure English, pure Arabic. I like having the Arabic and English side by side. So I think I paid something like 80p for a Quran. I would also recommend that you actually get a physical copy. I can't at the moment because we're in quarantine and I haven't told my parents yet. So I'm just going to wait and get myself a physical copy, inshallah. That is something able to happen. So yes. That is something that I would recommend. I have not read the whole of the Quran yet, but it's something that I like to flick through at night. If you just want to be looking at for a singular verse, I'd recommend going to Muslim Pro, and they do like have inspirational verses highlighted each day. But for me, if you want to start reading through the whole thing, it's so much easier and better without the ads and on Kindle. So one thing that got me to this place of saying my shahada was YouTube. YouTube is such an amazing place for dawah. So that dawah is basically like a Christian missionary, I guess. It's someone who generally knows a lot about Islam and is going out and telling people everyone can do a dawah. It's through your life you can show people what it's like to be a Muslim and what it's like to, you know, follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for me, there were just some people who properly do it as their like job, I guess, and as YouTube channels. And that was something that was really useful. To begin with, I really liked Muslim convert stories, because actually hearing people's stories, hearing how people got to the place where they are now, it meant that I didn't feel as much alone, and I was like, oh yeah, like that story is like mine, or oh my goodness, that's so interesting that they went from, you know, Hinduism to Christianity to then Islam, is one of the ones I've watched. So that's something that was really interesting. And then another one which I also watched basically before I became a Muslim was Jay Palfrey. He is an English YouTuber who has visited lots of Muslim countries and is currently going through the process of learning about Islam, and potentially, inshallah, he'll accept Islam and say Shahada soon, inshallah. But he is just someone who is like me. He's just reacting to different YouTube videos, kind of saying his feelings. He's kind of trying out fasting for Ramadan this year. And I just think it's really inspirational to really put yourself out there to criticism while you go through that journey. It's just admirable completely. So yeah, I would recommend his YouTube channel. And then furthermore, there's Adnan Rashid. I don't know if he is actually popular, but I watched a lot of his debates. So he was really intelligent, and I found out that he had a YouTube channel, and I was like, oh my goodness. And so he is just really intelligent, knows a lot about Islamic history, and he's just really wise. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. It's insane how much he knows. And then while I was searching for him, I found the YouTube site Ayira, and Ayira is a dawah site, and it has all different kind of podcasts, videos, learning about Islam, and I just thought it was really, really good. And so I started to watch and listen to all different people's stories on this podcast called Rerooted. You can get it on different podcast sites as well, but I personally watched it on YouTube. So that really got a good foundation for me. And then I found different sites like Smile to Jannah, because I'm personally very interested in politics and enjoy a bit of a laugh. And I just think the guy's absolutely hilarious. There's Freshly Grounded, which is very much like Ayira. So Freshly Grounded has kind of like podcasts and two guys kind of interviewing each other. Ali Dawa is also really interesting. Sometimes he has a bit of a clickbait title, but I think he's still really interesting and his intentions are amazing and his story is really inspirational. And then there's just two more YouTube channels I would recommend is Iman Channel. This is just kind of like a TV show, and it has all different channels and different shows, but during Ramadan it has a lot of explanations and it does conferences throughout a day. So I watch one of the conferences just to find out from different sheikhs about Ramadan. So I found that really interesting. And from that, I found this Sheikh Dr. Yasser Kadhi, and he's really interesting. He is so knowledgeable about the Quran, and he's just really inspirational as well. He has a lot of stuff which is potentially too informative for me right now, that I just don't have a foundation, but there's still some stuff like on the Quran and different lectures which are just absolutely fascinating. And I've watched quite a few. So I watched a bit about like women in Islam and kind of like the family of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So yeah, those are kind of not all, but the YouTube channels that I would personally recommend. As I'm doing this podcast here, I also am very much into podcasts. I like going places, doing things. And if I'm not feeling, you know, watching Netflix, or I want to be like really purposeful with what I listen to, I like to listen to podcasts. And there's around like four podcasts that I listen to. So number one is Thinking Muslim. It's really interesting. So I have kind of like a really big political international relations interest, and that like goes into different like political landscapes with Muslims across the world, which really highlights things that I have never looked into from a Western perspective, especially a Western Christian perspective. Also, the Thinking Muslim really interviews people who are very knowledgeable about the topic. So for there's one about mental health, and that one was fascinating. And so it's like Islam and mental health, and I just really enjoyed it. And it was from someone who's a doctor, so they really know what they're talking about. And then I also recommend said about Aira. They have the podcast Rerouted. I just really enjoy hearing people talk about their lives. I love different cultures. I love how people are the way that they are, and I just think it's really interesting. And then there's That Revert Girl. It's very similar to mine, where she just talks about her experiences and her life, but it's really useful for me to be able to listen to someone going through the similar stuff a bit further along the line in her journey. And alhamdulillah, she's doing really well. And then finally, there's Real Talk, Real Muslims. I haven't listened to this too much, but what I have heard has been really good. And it's just like Muslims talking about their life and not really talking about their life story, but talking about like topics that we're going through. So recently it's been Ramadan and quarantine and that kind of stuff. So it's been, they're really interesting. And I really enjoy podcasts and just going through my life and being able to listen and not constantly be bogged down with loads of information and stimulus from like my eyes, but able to just relax and listen to a podcast. Yeah. I also have a couple of books that I have downloaded. I've only just started them, so I can't completely recommend them. Maybe I will do a book review when I am done, but I will explain what these books are. So I also downloaded them on Kindle. So A History of Islam in 21 Women. So the Kindle edition was only £1.99. So I was very like interested as a woman and also as a student who needs to save that dollar. Anyway, so beginning in the 7th century, Mecca and Medina, this is a book of the history of Islam in 21 Women. And it takes us around all different countries into 16th century Spain, Istanbul, India, to 19th century Persia and the African savannah, and then all the way into the 20th century and the 21st in Russia, Turkey, Egypt, Europe and America. So we generally do get the history of Islam in all different countries. So it goes from the first believer Khadija, and then it goes all the way to different 21st century believers. So I just think this is something really interesting as a woman, but also as a look into the history of how Islam has developed. I will let you know my actual thoughts when I've finished. And another book that I have downloaded but haven't read yet is the book Sword and Scimitar, 14 Centuries of War Between Islam and the West. As a Westerner, I find this really, really interesting. So it goes from all the way from the Roman Emperor, which rejected Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, order to abandon Christianity and convert to Islam. And this unleashing a long centuries long struggle on Christianity versus Islam, and leading to different crusades and conquests and colonization. And for me, as someone who's interested in international development and who was a Christian who's now a Muslim, I think this is something which is fascinating, to be able to look at how the conflict has been, what kind of history do we have between the two religions, and how could we potentially reconcile those differences, as that's something I'm really passionate about. And so yeah, this is something which I'm really excited to read, and again we'll let you know what I think of it when I have finished it. Finally, there are a lot of websites obviously with Google, and so there were ones that I found the most useful in my journey. So the one that I would definitely recommend to reverts is this thing called New Muslim Academy. That was something which really helped me get a really good foundation, because it explains things to reverts, and you just sign in, and it's just got such good resources, such good animation videos, and then when you get advanced you just get a sheikh. I'm really bad at saying that word. Sheikh is basically someone who is well known in the Quran and is kind of like a scholar, is my understanding anyway. New Muslim Academy was something which meant that I was able to know a lot more than what people expected, because they would go through all of the basics on behavior and prayer and family and how you should treat the ummah. And yeah, I think it is amazing resource that I was recommended. So I definitely recommend this New Muslim Academy. Then Aira again has a website, and their ebooks are excellent. Most of them are free. If you do want a physical copy, they're free as well. You just have to pay about £9 for packaging. So I really like the one for about Jesus Christ. It really summarizes the Islamic argument of who Jesus is. So they call Jesus Isa in Islam. And it's just really, really good resources. And there's also on life on Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and just general Islamic books. But the one that I have read is about Jesus. And then there's the one that's islamreligion.com. So that has different arguments and explanations and videos. And I actually is one of the things that started my journey, because they have a pop-up like someone to talk to. So I like had a very long conversation with someone, just being like, oh, I'm interested in this. And she sent me all these interesting links, and they really explain what they believe. And yeah, so if you really like don't feel like you have someone to talk to, just go on to islamreligion.com, and they will have someone inshallah to talk to you, and you will be able to like talk to them about your questions, because you don't get everything straight away. And I would certainly recommend getting all your doubts. Don't like hide them, be like, oh, I don't understand this. And I actually went back onto that website with my shahada when I wasn't completely understanding how someone can get saved, because the ideology of salvation is very different between the two religions, and sometimes I get a bit like muddled. And yeah, so that one, and I went and had a chat with a guy, and that website has been really helpful. And then finally, a website that I've been recently using is alislam.org, and I look at their enlightening commentary. I'm a bit of a nerd with the religious texts, and I really like to understand and delve deep into the information. So for me, alislam.org and their commentary really explains everything that's going on in the Quran. I found that actually I was getting a bit too bogged down in information, so I would only go on that if you find a verse that is a bit confusing, because it will take you like hours of reading just to get through a couple of verses. But yeah, that is all the websites I would recommend, and I will leave links to everything that I have been talking about in the description.
Just to add one more thing, I recorded this a while ago, but during Ramadan there is a lot of videos out there. I have personally been watching EF Dawah a lot, and they live stream things, so I'm actually like literally currently watching Finding Islam, A Revert's Perspective, hosted by Abbas Jordan Ben Martin Adalama, and you get to hear about different people, and there's just so many amazing videos out there right now. On Aira as well, they've got kind of like a dawah training course as well. There's just so much out there that is so useful during this Ramadan period, which will bring so much blessing, so many rewards. So I would definitely recommend all of that as well. I will leave links below.
I know this is potentially not the most exciting episode that I have done, but I generally think this is really important to do, is to be able to look at what resources are out there online and what I have found really useful as a new revert. If you are a revert, I would recommend reading and looking up some of this stuff, and if you're a Muslim looking for a bit more of a foundation, I would also recommend. And finally, if you have revert friends, this gives you just such a good guideline of things to recommend to them. I will leave all the links of everything in the description. So inshallah, you have found this informative and slightly interesting. So have an amazing week, and assalamu alaikum. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum.